Well, this week we lost one of the world's most powerful and vocal anti-apartheid icons.
Amanda! Amanda! Viva ANC! Viva! Viva President Mandela! Viva!
That is Winnie Madikizela Mandela. She was the ex-wife of Nelson Mandela, South Africa's late president. And that clip we just played was of her doing South Africa's freedom cry, Amandla means power. Here to discuss Winnie Mandela's legacy is On Second Thought producer Fenley Foxen, who grew up in South Africa. Hi, Fenley.
Hi, Adam.
So who was Winnie Mandela apart from being the spouse of a head of state?
Well, Winnie Madikizela Mandela was a fierce freedom fighter in South Africa. She was, as you know, married to the global icon Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela. She was exiled and imprisoned for fighting for the rights of black South Africans and the release of her then husband Nelson Mandela from prison. Now, when Mandela was in prison, Winnie Madikizela Mandela took over the reins of that fight against the apartheid government. Now, if you don't know what apartheid is, it was a system that the white government used for discrimination and segregation against black South Africans for nearly 50 years.
Yeah, for those who aren't terribly familiar with what was going on in South Africa during the apartheid era, let's hear what Winnie Madikizela Mandela had to say when she was in exile.
And of course, worst of all was being without my children and not having the opportunity to play the role of a parent like all parents in democratic societies.
So when apartheid ended, what role did Winnie Mandela play in the new South Africa?
Well, when apartheid ended in the 1990s, it was a new dawn for all who were oppressed under the apartheid regime. Nelson Mandela came out of prison and became South Africa's first democratically elected black president in 1994. His marriage to Winnie Mandela survived, as you know, 3 decades in prison. But 2 years later, he divorced Winnie Mandela. But Winnie Mandela carried on serving the people of South Africa. She held the position of Member of Parliament till 2018.
Just a quick personal question, Fenley. Growing up in South Africa, how present was all of this in your daily experience?
It was always present in terms of when you went to school. I was the only person, along with my brother, who was of color when we first arrived at the school. So most of the people that I went to school with were Caucasians, as you know, it's known in the U.S. And the surroundings that we stayed in was also very segregated. So it was really part of every aspect of your life.
We're talking about the legacy of South African leader Winnie Mandela with Fenley Foxen. She is a producer on this show, and she grew up in South Africa. And to continue our conversation about Mandela's life, Fenley has invited a guest.
That's right, Adam. Joining us is Thandeka Tutu Klashe, the daughter of Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Now, Thandeka graduated from Emory University and lived in Atlanta for 2 decades. And she's the CEO of the Tutu Desk Campaign, which provides portable lap desks to students in sub-Saharan Africa. Well, Thandeka joins us on the line from South Carolina. Dumelang, Thandeka.
Hey, Ahem, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Tell me about your early memories or interactions with Winnie Madikizela Mandela.
I guess we knew her as Aunt Winnie. Because, you know, every adult has to have a pronoun before their name, because you can't just call her Winnie. You know, that's just like you are calling me Mom Thandeka. So clearly you have still have your South African roots deeply embedded in you. But I think one of the things I remember about her was just her beauty and her presence. And a loud laugh. I mean, she had an uproarious laugh that seemed to come from the, you know, deep, deep down in her belly. And she would always hug you when she saw you and met you. She was just a larger-than-life person. I don't know whether, you know, as an adult, you know, kind of looking back now, she seemed larger-than-life, but she's always had this presence in our lives and you know, really in our hearts.
Yeah. You were telling me yesterday about the time you and your father went and had Holy Communion with her. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is the time when she was banished to Brandfort, which is, you know, a few hours out of Bloemfontein in the Free State. Her home was in Soweto, and the apartheid government was, I guess, so afraid of her influence among young people and, people in general, that they thought banishing her would either dim her light or dim her fervor, which it did not do. But anyway, we were in Lesotho. And then my father was Archbishop of he was Bishop of Lesotho. And so Lesotho is not far from, it's a few hours' drive from Brandfort. And so we would drive to the house where she'd been banished to. And because she was a banned person, she was not allowed to be in the company of more than one other person who was not a family member. And so my father would take Holy Communion to her. And so we would stand on one side of the fence and she would stand on the other. So we were effectively not on the same property as she was. And so we were in the street and she was in her, you know, in the house where she was banished to. And so we would do Holy Communion over the fence. That was one of my earliest memories, I guess. I was in university by that time, so it's not like I was a baby or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one of the memories that's kind of seared into your brain. And when I was talking to my father earlier, he was saying, "Oh, you still remember that?" And so I said, yeah.
How can you forget, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Now let's go back to those dark days of apartheid. Winnie Madikizela-Mandela headed up the fight for freedom for the oppressed when Nelson Mandela was in prison. What can you tell us and help us understand for our listeners about that time for her to have taken up that leadership?
She was under threat, I would say, I guess, from the South African government at the time. She was harassed by the police. She was imprisoned. She was taken away from her kids. She was kept in solitary confinement for over a year. I think the one thing that I do want people to know is that she may have been the face of all of this, but it was not happening to just one person. It was happening to a lot of South Africans. There are many South African women who have gone through a lot of the same this type of life of harassment and imprisonment. They just didn't have the platform, the global platform that Winnie has. And so she is the one, she's kind of the face of it, but she was not the only woman to whom this was happening. There were many women who had their husbands. Nelson Mandela was not the only prisoner on Robben Island. There were several other men also on Robben Island. So it's not to take away anything from her, to ensure that people know that this didn't happen to one person. It happened to several people.
Yeah.
It happened to several women. And it was a systematic way of trying to undermine Black families and Black lives by, one, you imprison the fathers, and then you harass and degrade the mothers so that children, grow up in almost in a culture of fear of the government.
Yeah. Well, Mama Tandi, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity talk about, you know, a lady whom we revered, and so sorry that she has gone, but we know that she is, they are rejoicing in heaven when she came marching in with her Amandla salute and her big smile.
Yeah, we have been talking about the life of South African anti-apartheid icon Winnie Madikizela-Mandela. She died this week at the age of 81. Thanks again to our guests. Tandeka Tutu Klashe is CEO of the Tutu Desk Campaign, which provides portable lap desks to students. She's also the daughter of Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and she joined us from South Carolina. We spoke also there with On Second Thought producer Fenley Foxen, who grew up in South Africa. Thanks to you both for letting us all listen in on that conversation.